happens when a man rejects the gospel? When a man rejects God's word, is judgments. Is judgments, and the judgment is actually part of the message. I will explain what I'm saying now. Judgment is part of the message. There is nowhere that, as people are being told to believe, they are also being warned of the consequences of unbelief. It's the same. Both of them go pari passu. As we are told to believe, they are also being warned, cautioned against the consequence of unbelief. Against the consequence. Praise God. Praise God. Yeah, see Isaiah chapter 65. Before Isaiah 65, first see Isaiah chapters, that should be 60. So the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the good tidings to the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of prison to them that are bound. What's in verse 2? To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. And of course, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. So when Christ came in Luke 4, initially, he didn't quote that vengeance part. He just stopped us. Because see Luke chapter 4. Luke 4. Verse 18. So Jesus was quoting this. The Spirit of the Lord God is of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the meek, to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, the recovering of the sight of the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Why do you think he stopped there? Man has not rejected him, right? Hello? There have not been any rejection, right? No, this is the beginning of his ministry. So that means that vengeance part is not a front line. It's not what he says at the beginning. Man has not rejected. So there's no need of cautioning anyone that has not rejected with judgment. No need of cautioning anyone that has not rejected with judgment. So therefore he stopped us. To preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Acceptable year of the Lord. But later, if you now read the ending part of Jesus' ministry, you will see that he actually preached that vengeance of God too. That's what he did in Matthew 12. That's what he did in Matthew 15. Let me show you some of that. Matthew 12. All manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven, but the blasphemy against the Spirit, Holy Ghost, shall not be forgiven unto men. Whosoever shall speak against, because if you, of course, you should know the background of this story. The background of this story is when they were calling Beelzebub. That's verse 24. And the Pharisees heard it, and they said, this fellow does cast out devils, but by Beelzebub, the prince of devils. He said, Jesus, you are casting out Satan by Satan. So that means they progress in their own belief to speak against the Christ. And I said, my guy. And I told them, see, this what you are going for, it has no forgiveness. Whosoever speaks against the Son of Man shall be forgiven him. But when you speak against the Spirit, that is Jesus in his redemptive office, it shall not be forgiven him. Neither in this world, neither in the world that is to come. Either make the tree good and its fruit good also, or make the tree corrupt and its fruit corrupt, for a tree is known by its fruit. O generation of vipers, who first said this? John the Baptist. Remember? Huh? How shall you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart speaketh good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. For I say unto you, every idle word that men shall speak, they shall what? Give account thereof in the day of judgment. Why? 27, 37. Words. And words thou shalt condemn. See, from 29, I mean 38, then certain of his scribes and the Pharisees answered, saying, Master, we won't see a sign from thee. But he answered them and said, an evil and adulterous generation, wow, seeketh after a sign. That's a generation that seeks something else outside God. That's adultery there. When you seek something else outside God, God is your husband. You seek something else outside him. Okay, seeketh after a sign, and there shall no sign be given unto it but the sign of the prophet Jonah. For as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. The men of Nineveh shall rise in judgment with this generation and shall condemn it. Why? Because they repented at the preaching of Jonah. And behold, a greater than Jonah is here. Amen, amen. So, why do you think the prophet spoke more of this? Because majority of their audience were rejecting the message. Majority. Lots of them. They had an audience majorly filled with who? People who didn't believe. See, go to Isaiah 65 now. 65 from verse 11 to 12. But you are they that forsake the Lord, that forget my holy mountain, that prepare a table for that troop, and that furnish the drink offering unto that number. 12. Therefore will I number you to the sword, and you shall bow down to the sword. So why judgments? Why did you mention in verse 12? They forsook the Lord, forsook the holy mountain, rejected God's word. So, when you see the plenty, how Jeremiah is vexing, whoa, this, that, is because he's not talking to you. He's talking to the man that has rejected, the man that forsook the Lord, that forsook his word. So, the plenty, Deuteronomy 28, if thou shalt act diligently, this shall happen. If thou shalt not act diligently, this shall happen. They are not out of the blues. They are not out of place. Are you with me? They are not out of place. He's simply talking to a man. Moses said, Jesus said, Moses, because of the hardness of your heart, that's why he wrote to you this way. That means, divorcing your wife is part of judgment. That's giving you the clearance to not to forgive somebody. It's judgment. Okay? See, back to Matthew. Back to Matthew chapter... Actually, chapter 5. Yeah, 5. Coming. John 5:14. Are you in John 5:14? John 5:14. John 5:14. Okay. Let's read together. Afterwards, Jesus findeth him in the temple and said unto him, Behold, thou art made whole, sin no more, lest a worse sin come unto thee. Oh. So there's judgment, right? Huh? There's judgment. Sin no more, lest a worse sin come unto thee. Go to Jonah. Jonah June 9, yes, chapter 3. From verse 1. And the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time, saying, arise, go to Nineveh. Now, see this progression, please. Go to Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee. And so, this after, of course, this after fish has ate him, fish has vomited him, he has prayed, everything has happened. So, this is the aftermath. So, now, are you there, verse 3? So, Jonah arose and went unto Nineveh, according to the word of the Lord. Now, Nineveh was an exceedingly great city of 3 days' journey. Okay, and Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey. Wow. That's serious, right? It's a 3 days' journey, but he got there in a day. Did he run, or is the power of God? One of the two. So, Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey. And he cried and said, yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. That's Jude's demand of son's ministry. But let's see the response. Does declaration of condemnation means the end? Look at the response. Verse 5. So the people of Nineveh believe God and proclaim a fast and put on sackcloth from the greatest of them even unto the least of them. For the word came unto the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne, and he laid his robe from him and covered him with sackcloth and sat in ashes. Wow, this is a lot. I'm coming. And he caused it to be proclaimed and published through Nineveh by the decree of the king and his nobles, saying, let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock, taste anything, lest them not feed nor drink water. That's serious. No, shaking, everything. You must not drink. But let every man and beast be covered with sackcloth and cry mightily unto God. Yea, let them turn everyone from his own way, his evil way, and from the violence that is in their hands. Who can tell if God will turn and repent and turn away from his fierce anger that we perish now? Verse 10, one, two, go. And God saw their works. They turned from their evil ways, and God repented, oh, glory to God, of the evil that he said he would do unto them, and he did it not. Wow. So clearly, why did God send Jonah there? For condemnation or for repentance? For repentance. So don't mind how it was written, like God wants to kill and to dagger. That's the same language how it was written in Genesis 3, like God said, I caused you everything. Mm-mm. When God is saying, okay, let me leave down for now. Remember, we discussed a while ago about Exodus 19, that God said, I want to make you a kingdom of what? Priests. That's Exodus 19, verse 6. Hope you know this is a dishi on the entire law of Moses, on the entire that legalistic God is for Israel alone. If God will make Israel a kingdom of priests, then what will be the duty of Israel? To minister to other nations. Praise God. So the same, that means when God called out Israel, he didn't call them out for the sake of themselves. He called them out to bless the world. Glory to God. Are you with me? Cyrus, you're not writing. He called them out to bless the world. Don't fold your hands. It will look like you don't want to write, yet you are writing. Are you with me? He called them the same way we are called out of darkness to bless the world. So that means God did not call Israel out so that they can be separate. They are the only one that we are the only one that God is for. God is not for the Gentiles. That is already rubbish. That's why this book is there. I don't know how the Jews will feel when they are reading this. A Gentile nation repented. Nineveh, Assyria. That's the capital of Assyria. They repented at the preaching of a man that they have once destroyed. That they have once destroyed their city. And that's a lot. I'm still coming here to tell you that the kingdom, the real kingdom, is not physical. Wow. Wow. That the real kingdom is not physical. The same way we too, we are called today and we go out preaching the gospel. So that means the job of Israel then was to come together, come out together, learn God's word, come out of Egypt, come into the reason for departing out of Egypt is not for salvation. The reason is for discipleship. This is not for this sermon, making me into jumping. The reason for the coming out is for discipleship so that they can learn and in fact likely go back to other nations, including Egypt, to now turn them to God. But you know, the old plan scatter. Moses 2 verse. Don't worry, you won't see the land. We won't see it. We are going back. Did you understand what I'm trying to say? It's the same. The commission did not change. When Joseph is saying, go ye to all the world and preach to the gospel of every creation, it's not a new thing. It's the same thing he told them. It's the same thing. So before he tells them going to all the world, he first took them outright to himself. He taught them for 3.5 years. He discipled them. It's okay, now go ye to all the world. That was the job of Moses. Pastor Joy, are you with me? Okay. So I was saying something. So still on that Jonah 3. That means when you are hearing God declaring judgments or a prophet declaring judgments, judgment will be to emphasize God's love from a consequence angle. When you see a prophet declaring, whoa, whoa, it's not because he hates the people. Is to further emphasize that same God's love now from a consequence perspective. From the consequences of rejecting. That means before I am telling you what you will have by accepting, now I am telling you what you will miss by rejecting. Is the same message. So don't read one to you, and you are saying this is not grace. It's grace, oh. Why is it grace? He's trying to. Have you seen that judgment call is not finality? Judgment call is a call to repentance. That means a judgment call, a judgment proclamation is a call to repentance. It's to tell you that come back. It's not a finality. What Jonah told Nineveh is 40 years and you are done for. And those guys, they have track records. Say, no, it's not the end. Say, I have heard of these people before. They usually sin and God forgives them. Let's fast, let's pray. They copied that from the Jews too, most likely. And that is a Gentile nation. To tell you that, see, I say, well, God has done an army. Somebody will get to that place and say, God, I didn't hear the gospel. You, where? it will be surprising. That is the power of God. That every man, you will give them an opportunity. Amen, amen. Thank you. So, from a consequence perspective, Matthew 23. Verse 37. Oh, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee. So these people, they are rebelling, they are rejecting. How often when I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and you would not. Now behold, your house is left unto you. What? What is that? What state is that? Is that sin or death or final judgment? Your house, what is sin? I don't want it. What is sin? What is death? You don't have it. What is judgment? You. So which of those three statements did verse 38 mirror? Huh? Look at it now. Your house is left unto you desolate. Which of these three statements? Huh? Pastor Joy, which one? Huh? You don't have it. That's still death. So, because that's still death, then there's still a well. So, next verse, want to go? For I say unto you, you shall not see me henceforth, or until you shall say, what? Blessed is he that cometh. That means there's still a chance for what? Repentance. So, that's just death. Praise God. An appeal. Thank you. An appeal. So, don't forget the title is Still Can the Bible Be Wrong? So when you are reading the Bible and you are seeing plenty, I will come upon you, I will kill you, I will do this. What are you simply saying? It's simply a prophet that is still discussing God's law, but from the angle of a consequence. Don't reject it. The same thing we saw in Hebrews, all those things that we read in Hebrews 10, Hebrews 4, Hebrews 12, Hebrews 2. From it, don't add Hebrews 6. So Hebrews 6 is like on a word of his own. Hebrews 6 is different. So discussing God's love from that consequence view. Jesus did the same. Just now. So does the Bible have two messages? No. Same one message. God came for man. That's the message. So even the man that is persecuting, those persecuting the prophets, he said, don't worry. You can still see me, but you have to say, blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. That means what you are rejecting, you must accept. A judgment that you can hear is not final. I'm going to write that down. That's serious. If somebody say, you have sinned. You shall die. If you hear it, if it is audible to your ear, then that means it's not final. That means you can repent. Praise God. That's it. It's not abracadabra. It's very straightforward. It's not that God, we don't know if God. A judgment call that you can hear that is audible to your ears. Don't worry. Relax. Just repent. Pick yourself up and run. Okay. So is judgment clear right now? Men of God, is it clear? Okay, let's now progress. Genesis 1. Coming. Okay. 27. Let's now progress. This is where I'm supposed to stop the last portion. But the scripture went sideways, so I have to go and find it. Genesis 1 to verse 27 now. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he, in male and female created he them. So of all God created, the only one in his image is man. Of course, that is just human tautology. So of all, of all creation, the only one called in the image of God is man. It's man. So, since the Bible is about Christ, we can say the Bible is about man. Please pay attention to this. What I'm saying is that all the birds, fishes, water, ocean, rocks, animal, things are not called the image of God. If like put a sculpture and put Holy Mary there, that's not the image of God. Put Jesus there, it's not the image of God. Mel Gibson, it's not the image of God. Robert Poe, it's not the image of God. Who else? All of them, they're not the image of God. I'm just saying, I'm a fictitious character, that's what I'm saying. So, the Bible is about man's redemption, how man will be in his image, the conduct of man in his image. That's what the Bible is about, the conduct of man in his image, the refuser of the man in his image. If you refuse the man in his image, conduct of the man in his image, the refuser of the man in his image. So the focus of God is on man from the beginning. We can see God created man. He said, let him have dominion. That's the only creation of God that has dominion. Let him have dominion. So the focus of God is not on things. It's not on days. It's not on events. It's on man. This is key. The focus of God is not on things. It's not on images. It's not on animals. It's on man. Matthew 15. Let me start now. Matthew 15, verse 1. That's God's focus. God's focus is on man. God's focus is on man. Matthew 15, verse 1. Then came to Jesus scribes and Pharisees, which were of Jerusalem, saying, why do thy disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they wash not their hands when they eat bread. That's serious. That's serious. Imagine anything to any, just anything. But he answered and said unto them, why do you also transgress the commandment of God by your tradition? For God has said, honor your father and your mother, and he that causes his father or mother, let him die the death. But you say, whosoever shall say to his father or his mother, it is a gift. But whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me, and honor not his father or his mother, thus you have made the commandment of God of no effect by your tradition. Let me explain what that is saying. He's saying, if a money that is meant for your father or your mother, you now brought it to the temple. He said, don't worry, it's a gift. A money that you want to give your parents before, okay? You now brought it to the temple. Say, it's a gift. I want to offer this money to God. Mommy, daddy, this is not for you. So he's saying you are an hypocrite. That God told you to honor your dad, honor your father and your mother, but you are playing pranks, claiming to honor God. That's a you hypocrite. Well, did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, these people draw near unto me with their mouths and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrine the commandments of men. What are the commandments of men? When you hype things above men. When you hype things above men. I'm coming to that. So he's saying you cannot claim dishonor to men, claiming you are honoring God. You cannot claim dishonor to men, now claiming you are honoring God. You cannot. And of course, John later, is it John or the writer of Hebrews, later uses to speak about spiritual authority over you. So you cannot claim dishonor to men, proving I am only honoring God. You understand that? You cannot do that. Proving that I'm only honoring God. I'm only doing what I ought to do. I'm only being serious. I'm only being spiritual. And you are fighting. You are fighting with fighting your parents, both spiritual and physical. See Luke 14, verse 1. I'm coming. It's at the end of this part that you get what I'm trying to narrow out. You are saying, can the Bible be wrong? So, and it came to pass as he went into the house of one of the chief Pharisees to eat bread on the Sabbath day, they washed him. And behold, there was a certain man before him which had the dropsy, and Jesus answering spake unto the lawyers and Pharisees, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath day? And they ate their peace, and he took him and healed him and let him go. Verse 5, let's read. Yes, help me. Which of you, having an ass or an ox falling into a pit, will not straightway pull him out on the Sabbath day? And they could not answer him again of this thing. So what are they honoring above men here? Huh? What? Which thing? You know, which thing? Oh God, today is a Sabbath. Today is a Sabbath. You must not eat. I'm coming to that soon. I'm say, well, we will start eating. Now, imagine loving a day of the week more than the man for whom the day was created. A man was sick, and you are saying, no, you cannot be ill today. Today is holy. God sanctified today. Because he, what? Do you think that is what Moses was saying? No. In fact, see the account of Mark. On the same issue, Sabbath, hyping a day above man, especially above the man in Christ. Matthew 12, verse 1. Before we go to Mark, Matthew 12, verse 1. At the same time, Jesus went on the Sabbath day through the corn, and his disciples were hungry and began to pluck the ears of the corn to eat. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto him, behold, thy disciples do that which is not lawful to do upon the Sabbath day, hyping a day. But he said unto them, have you not read what David did when he was hungry, and they that were with him, how he entered into the house of God and did eat the shewbread bread which was not lawful for him to eat, neither for them which were with him, but only for the priest. Verse 5, or have you not read in the law how that on the Sabbath days the priests in the temple, they profane the Sabbath and were blameless? But I say unto you that in this place, hallelujah, is one greater than the temple. But if you have known what this means, I will have mercy and not sacrifice. You will not have condemned the guiltless. Why? Verse 8, want to go? For the Son of Man is Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. He said Sabbath day is to reveal the Son of Man. So the Son of Man is superior. The man in Christ is superior to days. Write that down clearly. The man in Christ is superior to days. You may get to a country where when your own service day may not be Sunday. No problem. Just serve God. The man in Christ is superior to days. To days. Wow. See, Mark 2:27. The man in Christ is superior to this. And he said unto them, the Sabbath was made. This very clear. Mark 2:27. Please, open. Eunice, are you there? Come on. Don't give up on me. Before I take your coke and your chewing gum. He's able. Mark 2:27. Yes, let's read. And he said unto them, the Sabbath was made for man and not man for the Sabbath. 28. Therefore, the Son of Man is Lord also of the Sabbath. So, things and days should not be used against man. Please. Things and days. Man must not be condemned based on days. Things. See 1 Corinthians 9, verse 9. Things, days. God bless all those Sabbatarians. Very awful. You can worship God on any day. But don't say, my own is, your own is not special. No, it's not special. That's the point. What are we doing now that? What are we doing right now? We are learning God's word. Right? The only difference now is that is looking too black than on Sunday, and his hair is somehow. So, what is the difference? A lot of you are even dressed like Sunday. Hallelujah! Apart from OTP, the cap, and who else? Father Abraham with your own case is special. Amen. And Paracletos with T-shirt. I once learned in Redeem that any service day, come with your best. I say, ha. I say, Pastor, it will finish. I say, come with your best. Actually, my pastor then, he taught us that actually those Bible studies that we don't come for, that's when you should actually come well-dressed. I say, yeah. You will not come for Bible study. You try that here. It's awesome. So I'm just trying to say that there's no day that is meant for edification. You are the edification. Is any day you appear? Hallelujah. Thank you. 1 Corinthians 9, verse 9. For it is written in the law of Moses, thou shalt not muzzle the mouth of the ox that tread out the corn. He said, does God care for oxen? Are you there? Oh, Rita is not there. For it is written in the law of Moses, you shall not muzzle, that means shut the mouth of the ox that tread out the corn. I said, does God care for oxen? That's serious. So he's saying all those laws that he's telling you that take care of your animals is to teach you how to take care of man. Take care of the man that is laboring. Now said in verse 10, or set it all together for our sake. For our sake, no doubt. This is written that he that ploweth, that's the minister, should plow in hope, and that he that thresheth in hope should be partaker of his hope. He's just saying here that is proper, lawful to support anyone that is sent to bless you. So that means he's saying that, and just that phrase, say, does God care for oxen? So that means you cannot interpret any text of the Bible to favor things more than man. I've said that earlier. Any text of the Bible, you cannot interpret it to do animal preservation. Say, the lions are dying. Who did zoology or animal science here? MCN, confess your sins. Sister Vivi? Oh, awesome. Some people rear mosquito. I'm serious. They do hybrid. They mate them, caution them. Mosquito, Jason. Those are cursed animals, man. you don't understand how dark man can be when you can will, is it $30 million to a cat? $30 million to a cat, man. How many people? Now you can see that. You know that tool of rebellion is plenty. It can come in any way. It can be something unimaginable. He has people who took care of him. I think it's a woman. It's a lady. A man would not do things like that. I trust. yes, now. Yes. A man will touch me to a cat. It's a woman. All those emotional things. Oh, my cat. Oh, come. Oh. I know we die soon, but they will take care of you. Lawyers, come. Lawyers, this cat, I'm willing to. Lawyer will say, yes, man. Just die first. You will see. Send assassin. Sniper. Take down that cat from me. Shoot it. The money will now become controversy. And after like 5-10 years, the people in Okpe's department, they will say, okay, they are forgotten about this. They will share it. That's the end of such money. Bankers are awesome people. That's when you have money. And you say, nobody knows. Some of you now, you are here. You have like 210M in your account. Henry T. You don't want us to know. Sorry, you're not dying. I'm joking. I'm just talking about people who have accounts, everything, and nobody must know. They will not die. Upper will inherit it. And our people. And, you know that's what happened. Ask them. A lot of money in the bank that is not traceable. The owner has died. And the phone broke. Nobody could trace it. And you have suffering neighbors, families, church members. It is but just self, me, I myself. I am dead. You died before you died. That's such people. So, animal preservation, everything. Well, you must put everything in his place. I'm not saying you can't, don't kill captain, okay? But I'm not saying you should also eat every animal on the planet. By the time you are alone, nobody will be helping you to pursue rats. Hope you know you cannot finish rats. Rats, those ones, they're in auto production. I don't know how they shall. so that you can have snow. So the reason for snow is to pursue rats and reduce the rats we have in our environment. So both, don't now say, Brian, please, I'm hungry. So, oh, I have 200 naira here. Oh, but snow has not. snow has not eaten. No. So, amen. So all those, now, let's come back to the world. So you cannot interpret any text of the Bible to favor things, okay, mother and man. Imagine all those, don't step onto that place. Now, this is what? Who is holy? Come on. Take it, come on. In fact, you are a lady. Take it away. This is holy. That means you have rated that place more than man. The holy ground is created for man, not man for the holy place. That means if there's any place that's called holy, what should we do there? You should go there and say, hey, holy, how are you doing? Well done, oh. Praise God. And we still do that today in plenty of churches. We have pew. What is called pew? Pew. Oh, that is the real altar. No, they even put like an altar. You know, have in that high place where they read the Bible, where they preach. You know, you have the altar, then we have the one, that tall one by the left. What do you call it? That is the pulpit. Sir, this is the lector. See, sir, that one is the pulpit. This is the lector. Ha ha. Oh, wow. Sir, what is the name of this one? This one. This one is stood. And they will say, this is made of gold. After every anniversary, we redecorate it. We say, gold. So, wow. See the glory of God. Advanced idolatry. Very, very advanced. In the church of Jesus. Say, don't go there. You put a chair there for the Holy Ghost. Father, Son. Men, let's wake up. What of a chair? Say, that chair. Senior man of God. Yeah, this one is for the junior man of God. How should Pastor Joy's chair look like? Coaching. Then my own chair, you just put waterbed. Now, it's not bad though, but after service, we just now say, let me just go and rest on the chair of the man of God. As she wants to see, somebody will say, hey! I remember the last time Pastor Yadeboye came to Akure. The chair is Saturn. As he was praying, some people are not bothered. Don't worry, pray your prayer. As the military people left the stadium like this, bah! I know you may be part of them. They just watch on the chair. You don't sit on the chair. My baby has come. Somebody remove the arm of the chair. Tears. They cut that chair into pieces. They took the pieces home. Where are you now? That is 2008. Where are you now? They tear the chair into pieces. In stadium. The chair of the man of God. Of course, if you have been looking, if you have been facing family, father side demons have been after you for 25 years, and you don't know the word, Father Liberty comes, you will do more. You will do more. Glory to God. So, don't hype things more than man. Someone is hungry, you say, you cannot eat. It's Sunday. Because it's Sunday, he has to eat. Are you with me? Sunday is the day for the big thing. Amen. Why we don't? I don't know who started the custom of fasting to church, but I just think it's beneficial. Or else you would have been sleeping. Amen. I just think it's beneficial, but it's not a law. So that means if early on Sunday morning is already really pressing you and you need to put something there, don't do. Pastor Joe must not know. Baby, put it in. Both of them, the way they do 5 and 7. they will plan things, execute, nobody will know. Say, don't worry, let's eat by 4 a.m. He's not wrong. He's not wrong. Amen. Who has said don't eat when I'm preaching? But at least when I'm saying speaking, that is, the only one we don't do here is when it's time for tongues. Tongues needs your what? Your mouth. That has not said the word should not enter. Fact, that should make the word enter. The only issue is when people just now take it overboard and canality now start and say, don't worry. I know if I will now go extra miles. Capital, me capital letter H. You know, capital letter H. Vivian has pure water. Would you ask nothing? So church is now already becoming what? Status. And so what you say, I know you need, you know what you bring? You bring all those exotic juice. Exotic. Sinzus. Amen, amen. So, but know the things that are not wrong. Is that clear? Eating on Sunday, I know some of you see have as a caution. See, is Lent. Some of you secretly see observe Lent. You know Lent? Those 30 days before Easter, Abby? No, some of you don't observe it, but as others are doing it, you are condemned. That's supposed to be fasting. Oh. Come on. Easter is not God that initiated Easter. All God initiated is the resurrection of Christ, which is not Easter. What God initiated is the birth of Christ, which is not Christmas. Praise God. So, days are for man, not man for days. That's why I don't understand when your birthday you want to kill yourself. The day is for you, you're not for it. You say, this day, hey, we go there, It's not, see what I'm saying, oh? You don't, it's not, just like my dad, there's a lady that usually go, every day she sells pop-off early in the morning. So she will walk it, she pass in front in the morning when she's coming down, it is empty. So one day my dad now said, say on Christmas, when it's some days to Christmas, say he now saw this lady, say all her earning, I don't know how my dad knows, say all her earning for a year, say you now use everything to buy things and carry it home, say it's Christmas. So she carried everything home, bah! And she now came back broke. Say that is her earning of 1 year of selling pop-off every day. That means you are living every day because of one day. Why? And that's what I'm saying. So when you are saying bed day, you have stressed yourself, borrow money, double dates, triple dates, and you say, so that one day. No. You are overstressed. If I have you repented, because of you want to hype one day, you are already serving the day. Let the day serve you. That's the point. Praise God. So that means no day should put stress on you. No day of the week. In God's mind, no day of the week should put stress on man. You eat with unwashed hands, you are unclean. People see you observe, all those things today. Say, okay, a lady in a period, something. No, she cannot minister. She's, how do you even know? Sorry, Jerry, that's kinda. Keep quiet. Gender differences. And yes, those men, they will marry. I don't understand. Why do you marry? No comment, please. No comment in the house. So the thing is so awful. Male and female created Eden in Christ. Male and female. So that means gender is not man. Man is superior to gender. You get that? Yes, man is superior to gender, to male or female. See, now some people want to pray for you. Your mind has framed. Oh, she's a woman. The power is lesser. What if he's... Mantu. Shege. What is that? What's the meaning? Mantu. So, you come and explain yourself another service. I don't know what you just made me say. So, like, if it's a woman, say, woman, okay. It's a power of God. Okay, it's power of God. But, Brother Joshua, say, Jesus, Amazing.
He's God at work in you, male or female, to will and to do. He's God. He's God. He's God. Amen.
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 So those are some very, very stylish, slicky things. If the gospel is gender biased, we will never reach all the world until we honor that male and female created in him. We will never reach the world. Because you are not honoring the word. Until you, as long as you keep saying that, well, some people cannot preach. Some people can preach, but they can only assist. Some people will say, yes, a woman can preach, but she must always be under somebody. Ooh, where do you see all that? Go and tell that to Katrin Kuma. She gathered more than all your Jesus has gathered in the 80s. Ah. As a woman. Standing, a whole stadium is back. Stadium in the 80s, before Billy Graham was able to pack up a stadium. What are you saying? It's so sad today when the Americans they think that they should go and read the origin. This is not how everybody started. It's idolatry that came over. And it's also from others, from one to another. From one preacher to another. That's not the Christianity that was given to them. It's not all the, when all these, sorry, the careful, when careful, it's when, after Baba, Papa again, Wednesday, Crefodola, all of them start coming, money, everything start coming, blah, 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 blah. That's not the Christians in America before. Where did all the half of the God's general, where did they come from? America. America. Azusa Street, where was it? America. False tongues recorded after centuries of no tongues. America. So this thing was never their foundation. No, before a country can say yes, a nation, what is that their logo again? In God we trust. It's a lot. It's a lot. So you can see what idolatry has turned people to, can turn a whole nation to. So if you fold our hands, don't worry, Satan will go extra mile. It will go. It will keep going. And it all starts from one to another. Somebody will always start it. Somebody will always start to de-emphasize the truth in God's word, de-emphasize the spiritual, start hyping money, financial things, do live fine, recreation, do good. Let's feel okay. Let's feel T.D. Jakes. God, I love him. God bless him. No, leave that one. Leave. That one is Singapore, right? Huh? Is our presence where? Yes, that should be Singapore. Okay, so let's progress. So anyone that is in Christ, all that can be in Christ must be the focus of your ministry. Anyone that is in Christ, all that can be in Christ. What is the focus of the ministry of Jesus? Anyone in Christ or anyone that can be in Christ. That means discipleship and evangelism. So the focus of the ministry of Jesus is not let's build a mansion. Let's build. I believe if the amount of energy we spend building church buildings, if we have diverted to discipleship, if we have diverted that energy to church planting, not building raising, if we have diverted such energy, a lot would have happened. Somebody say, well, but the big churches, they could accommodate for big congregation. Huh? You really need to understand the plan of God to save the world. I've not talked much on that today. That should be for offices. Thank you. So, anyone in Christ or anyone that can be in Christ must be the focus of your Bible interpretation. So, all right, give me 20 minutes. We'll end this part. So, God can never tell you, I wrote it there, I said, God can never tell you to borrow money to build a physical church. It cannot be God, quote me. To borrow money, it cannot be God. In fact, to stress yourself to build a physical church, it cannot be God. Sir, it cannot be God. It cannot be God. I mean to build, of course, you know the stress that building involves. It cannot be God. So you can't do church venue at the cost of men. At the cost of men.
God does not hype things. He doesn't live in temples. He lives in men. He cannot tell you. God will rather have people that can easily worship him under a tree, in any car park, in any free venue, in any place that is affordable, than you spending that energy to disciple in raising a building. They finish all the temple they are building. They say, heaven is my throne. Heaven is my footstool. What do you build for me? This one. Sad. After 40 years of raising a structure. You know, imagine 40 years of rebellion and you didn't know. See, listen to God's word early now. You will just get to 55 years old. You now meet somebody again. Now, and somebody will tell you again. So, where's divine? Is it 11 o'clock? He says, we'll be at 11. Okay, I'm expecting. It's not 11. So, what you don't do by this, you're 21 years old. Now you're not getting to 50. Somebody's not telling you that, sir. You have to write the exam. I thought I've escaped this thing. Hey, Morogo, hell. That's the point. 40 years of every day doing something. And you think, oh, yes, God is with us. We are flourishing. You don't know you have missed it. You have missed it. Because part of God's love is that he will not come to you every day and say, serve me now, serve me, serve me. That's part of the love. You will not come. That's part of the love. You won't come and tell you, serve me. Serve now. But then we didn't bellow you, serve now. So please, let's pay attention. Let's do what we ought to do when we ought to do it. So no day of the year has the right to deprive man of joy. No day of the year has the right to deprive you of joy. The days are created for you. They are for us. They are all to serve us, not us to serve them. Till now, some of you see how that notion is getting to the end of the year. How will my next year be? Astrology. You are already having a stylish expectation that, people are fasting now. Hey, this is because I didn't fast late last year. That's why my life is like this. First day of the month. Where are people? Seriously, where are we? On the mountain, right? So, the first day of the month, as everybody is sending the message to you, there is a new month. It's the seventh month of the year. The month of perfection. The Lord is set to perfect all that concerns you. Yes. As you are seeing others, say, first day of the month. Wow. It's the first day of the month. Oh, Lord. So, we can agree to do things as a church right now. We can agree that, okay, on Wednesday we come to church. Sunday we come to church. It is for you not to condemn you. No day has the right. No day of the week, of the year, of the month. Not even your birthday. So, times and things, they have to respect us. Not the other way. Not the other way. Not the other way. See, some people is sick on Sunday. I say, it's Sunday, you cannot eat. She's sick. She needs food. Say, you cannot eat. No. Don't do that. So again, I've talked about male and female, right? That's Genesis 1:28. God bless and God said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, and subdue it. 27, we say, male and female created he them. Some people say, if a woman cannot be my pastor. Very tired people. Very, 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 very tired. Just like Pastor Efes told me that she was preaching. I mean, somebody, one of our disciples was preaching to a man every day. Preaching, and she would say, wow, awesome. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. When will I meet your pastor? Say, one day she will come. One day you see my pastor. When will I meet you? So, the day the pastor now came. Say, what? Say, hey? This is your pastor? No, I cannot attend the pastor. Shush. That is how you know stupidity. Such people now, a woman will own a company. You go and serve there. Thank you, man. Madam Vivian. What's the name of your school again? Give her Royal Jewels. Remember? Royal Jewels Kids International. Oh, mommy. She will become mommy. Your mommy. Oh, thank you, man. But in church, because of... that is how you know this honor.
That is so rampant, especially in the north. I mean, this is not where we get to Benue, get to, you see very few female ministers. Religion has bastardized everything. But things are going to change. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
Yes, because since Akim is not preaching the gospel, happy we preach. Amen?
Amen.
Yeah. So there's a song we sing you right then that says, if men reject Jesus, women will carry him. Uh-huh. I would have to stop singing Yoruba to make everybody feel good. So also, you must not respect anyone less because of gender in church. The lady, maybe men, right? You are the only one to write this. The woman, the only woman to respect you specially is your wife. That is only for men to write. Ladies, write it at your own risk. The only woman, Ojuta, have you heard me? Ojuta, have you heard me? Ine, is it written? Write it on the table. Make it plain. I hate that CS may run that read this. The only woman to respect you in life is your wife. And that is for the sake of order in the family. Not even because you are smarter than her, most times. Amen. Not even because you know Bible more than her, most times. And that is clear among some of you here. Bring your exams course. Who is leading? In you know yourself, who is leading? Sorry, I'm not stopping you. I'm telling you to boot up. Yes, you are the man of God with the title. But she is the one without title. I don't know what I'm saying right now. So that thing decides that once a man shows up, a man is talking. Anywhere. Of course, ladies, we've got physical strength. Don't fight. Don't. Because not everybody is reasonable, right? Don't fight. That one is different. Amen? You are not made. That's why Peter will say, ass unto the weaker vessel. He's not saying you are a weaker vessel. Ass. Because there are some ladies, if they undo you, you will know that there is God. Amen? Do you have any lady in this church? Judith, no, Judith is soft. I beg you of God. I don't have anybody here. Ladies, they handle you. No, God has handled you. She says, sit down there. Say, yes, ma. I've not seen her fight before. That's the point. I mean, I don't see her fight. I mean, she don't fight. So, that's the point. The society has turned things like that. No, wife submit to your own husband, not to any man on the street. The people who are present, they are not in this church now. Are they here? They are not here now. So bring them to church. They will hear the message. Bring them to church. They will hear the message. Thank you. Back to Colossians now. Colossians 2:13. Somebody will say, what of when Paul said, let the woman keep silence in church? So he was talking about the arguments, the Corinthian church, their own case is separate, it's different. It's a special church. So he said all that for the sake of order. So he's not saying men keep quiet, women keep quiet, men be talking. He's saying noise makers in church keep quiet. That's all. So they were making noise. Those ones keep quiet. Not women and noise makers. Women in Corinth, then, context. If I stone you with something, my church, women don't make noise, men that make noise. Abi? Yes, na? Yes. Para. Oh, Jude. Let me see. No. Father and son. Thank you. So, see Colossians 2:13, and you being dead in your sins and uncircumcision of your flesh, are you quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of the ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us. Wow. What did he do to them? He took it out of the way. Exactly. For nailing it to his cross, verse 15, and having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them, openly triumphing over them in it. Now, 4:16. Slowly, want to go?
Let no man, therefore, what's the meaning of therefore? Based on what I just finished saying, imagine, he said he has even spoiled principalities and powers, he disgraced them openly. Now say, based on this, let's now read, let no man therefore judge you in meat, okay, or in drink, or in respect of an holy day, or of the new moon, or of the Sabbath day. See, these things, they are all a shadow of the things to come, but the things to come has come, the bodies of Christ. Amen, amen. He has come. 18, verse 18. Let no man therefore beguile you of your reward in the voluntary humility and worshipping of angels, intruding to those things which he has not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind, and not holding the head from which all the by joints and bands, having nourishment, ministered, and knit together, increased with the increase of God. Wherefore, if you be dead with Christ from the rudiments of the world, why as though living in the world are you subject to ordinances? Touch not, taste not, and do not, which are all to perish with the using after the commandments, doctrines of men. So, of course, at times, these things, though, you have indeed a show of wisdom in will worship. That means you can tell yourself, that, okay, for the next 6 hours, I won't touch my phone. Yeah. In will worship and humility and neglect of the body, but not in any honor to the satisfying of the flesh. Exactly, brethren. Yeah, let no man judge you in these things. So, Revelation 19, you also see worshiping of angels there. And he said unto me, verse 9, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said unto me, these are the true saints of God. Verse 10, Revelation 19, verse 10. And I fell at his feet to worship him. And he said unto me, see that thou doest it not. I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God. Why? For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of. That means no angel deserves your worship. It's not you start saying, yes, I have four angels, but one by my left, by my right. That is not when miracles will happen. You just say all those things at times to make people worse. People now start going, they will not be thinking of God again. Say, ah, that angel. Somebody say, ah, I saw that angel by his right. All you saw is his mic stand. I start saying, of course, things happen. You see things, there are sights, things, it happens. Not it happens. If your eyes can open now, you will see things now. It's not because if God is not, you don't know where God is. Is he upstairs? Or is he, you know, he's upstairs too. But is it outside? So you are here. So God is here. So, but those are not your objects of worship. 1 Timothy 4 verse 1. Chapter 4 verse 1. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry. Have you seen that? Huh? Forbidding. They know themselves. And commanded to abstain from it, which God has created to be received with thanksgiving of them that believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of God and prayers. Amen, amen. Two more scriptures before I go from that break. From all I have said, now let's not come back to that interpretation. Uzzah, remember Uzzah? Uzzah and the Ark of the Covenant. Who is more important? So, why should death happen to him? I will get there. Okay, so that's something for you to think about. If things are, is it? I think I talk about blood. Is it here? Yeah, okay, that's at the end. So think about that. We answer them now. Some people now, they still believe that
blood transfusion is what? Say, blood.
If you take blood.
What is it? Who knows them? What do they want to say has happened? What is happened? Huh? Playing God. So when you marry and you have a baby, what are you playing? One is you only give somebody blood. This one, you brought out a child. What do you just play? That's not God. That's universal God. That's bad. What is blood? Hemoglobin. And what is the content? White blood cell and red blood cell. What is the red blood cell? You remember? Leukocyte. Leukocyte. What is the white blood cell? The antibodies. Peri? Awesome. Lawyer, sorry. Leave the court to bar. If I were your sister now, she's not here. So, look. Blood that's something will happen, of course, you waste. Now start using, because of that one, you allow somebody to die. Say, don't give her blood. And they'll be able to say it. We prefer she die than to take blood. It's demonic, right? It's demonic. That's how bad it is when you have hype things more than man. That means blood is not man. Hallelujah. Blood is not man. Okay, so God's commendation will only come to you based on your man-to-man relationship. God's commendation will only come to you based on your man-to-man relationship. Faith in the Son and love for the brethren. The Son is a man. Faith in the Son and love for the brethren. So I just built a cathedral for God. That does not connote God's commendation. God's commendation will only come to you based on your man-to-man relationship. You cannot claim to love things, and not love man. That's a bad believer. Bad believer. Now, this is what I'm now saying to Bible interpretation right now. Most of the things you saw hyped in the Old Testament, they are recorded to tell you a story in Christ. Most of the things, now tell you, I've seen that in God's calendar, things must not be more important than man. So anywhere you see a man judge for things, for instance, Moses and rock, what is more important? Moses. So why should Moses be judged for striking a rock? That means there is something happening behind the scene. Are you with me? Something was happening behind the scene. Something is there that is not clearly said. You see rock, you see water, you see ark. Ark and the people. What is more important? The people. So those things were tools of communication in documentation. That means if you ask Uzzah himself, why did you die? He will not say, I touched the ark. If you ask Moses himself, sorry, I said those things, they were only tools of what? Communication in what? Documentation. Not communication for salvation, not communication to that. God did not use rock to communicate himself to Moses. God did not use an ark to communicate himself. He didn't say, I am the ark to Uzzah. No. Oh, God.
I wrote here is
Whenever you see a man judged in prophecy because of things, there is always unbelief behind the scene. Whenever you see a man judged in prophecy because of things, what is always behind the scene? Unbelief is there. There is something there behind the scene. The man that died, he knew why he died. We get to the story of Achan later. Achan and the clothes he took. Who is more important? Achan. But there is something. If you ask Achan himself, what did you do? He will not say he took clothes. If you ask Moses, what did you do? He won't say he struck a rock. No. If you ask Uzzah, what did you do? He won't say, I touched the Ark of the Covenant. Are you with me? So there are only tools of communication inside documentation, not in reality then. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. See Leviticus 10. Leviticus 10 verse 1. And Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, took either of them his censer and put fire therein and put incense thereon and offered strange fire before the Lord, which he commanded them not. And there went out fire from the Lord and devoured them, and they died before the Lord. To a New Testament believer, read that place again. What is the issue? What is the issue? Read. Feel free. Come on, feel free. That's Leviticus 10. What is the key thing there? Is it the fire? Which he commanded them not. So, what was their sin? Disobedience. Let me dear this God. Let me dear. It's not the action, it's the act. Disobedience. The actual issue will be disdaining God's word. Joshua 7, verse 1. Joshua 7, verse 1. That's the point. Nothing is sacred in the fire. Nothing is sacred in the clothes, in Aaron's garments, in everything. No, it's not sacred. It's not sacred. The temple is not sacred. Nothing is sacred about it. What is sacred is don't reject what the temple represents. So, see Joshua 7 verse 1. I didn't want to read read the whole chapter. That's when you see the total picture. But see 7 verse 1. But the children of Israel committed a trespass in their coasting for Achan, the son of Carmel, the son of Zabid, the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, and took of their coasting, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against the children of Israel. Wow. What do you think is the key issue there? Well, I should have read earlier for you. When they were told what they must do, Joshua actually told them earlier, you must not touch anything in the place we are going. To a New Testament believer, what does that mean? Feel free. Don't be technical. Come on. See this way. You are going to conquer a place. Somewhere is dead. You are going to declare it dead. You now went into the dead. Pick something there, brought it here. What have you done? Somebody said adultery, that's correct. Yes? Another one? You have united yourself with them. Awesome. Any of that thing? Priority error. Yes. Any of that thing? Somebody should give me a perfect way. Oh, awesome. That means you are even seeing them as superior because you went to take what they have. Awesome. Ma? You are fellowshipping with them through their things. How did I put this in my notes? I simply put, that is covetousness. Covetousness. That is a character. That is when a believer is borrowing a character of the flesh. Remember when we discussed this before I traveled? When you are borrowing from Satan, you are borrowing a character of the flesh. And God's word has told them not to. Now, I am not justifying his death. His death is still because of the there's an enforcer on the scene. But the man knew what he did. There is always a disregard for God's word. A disregard. That is why it is a sin. Why is it a sin? There is a disregard for God's word. Simple. What is sin? A disregard for God's word. What is sin? A disregard for God's word. What is sin? A disregard for God's word. It has been said, you disregarded the word. Sin. It's not because of the things, not because of what you did, but because it was said. For instance, someone like your pastor, if you meet me on the street and we are at place of work together, in fact, we can rap and say, oh, my G, trust me, I will do so much rap with you. No point. I can say, do something, you say, no, I'm not doing it. No, wala, fashi, mo fashi, no, wala, jazz law, jazz song, jawogo, all those. you can jawogo, baba jawogo, awesome. But because God's word has now said, oh, obey them that have the rule over you. That is the reason why disobeying your spiritual leader. Sorry, I use the word spiritual leader. That's serious. It looks like supreme leader, like Tom Kim Jong. That's why disobeying your pastor is deemed evil. So it's not because of what you did. That means that's something you did. If you have done it somewhere else, like me and Kim, like we met in Boston. If you are meeting Boston, so we can do that. And it won't be a big sin. but because in church, parade has now changed. So why is he a sin? It's not the action, it's because it has been said. Is that clear? So Uzzah was not a Levite, right? Remember? It was not a sons of Korah. These are the people that ought to be bearing those ark then. So he touched the ark. He's against the word. Not the ark. Is you went against God's word. You went against the word. You went against what has been said. So again, for the rest. What is sin? What God has not said. Or not doing what God has said. What is sin? What God has not said. Or not doing what God has said. That is where we can say commission and omission. What God has not said. Or not doing what God has said. Doing what God has not said. That's why in church, for me to bring entertainment for you, it's a sin. Because God has not said it. God has not said it. That's why in church, not to teach God's word is a sin. Because God has said it, that it must be done. Commission and omission. Amen, amen. I have fellowship with the Father. I have fellowship with the Son. I have fellowship with the Spirit of the Lord. I have fellowship with the Father. I have fellowship with the Father. Sing. I have fellowship with the Son. Sing. I have fellowship with the Spirit. So you are born to obey God. That's the point. You are born to obey God. You can obey God.
That's a believer. A believer is born ready to obey God. The word of God is not an alien to the believer. The word battered you. The word brought you out. The word battered you. The word brought you out. You have fellowship with the Father. You have fellowship with the Son. Out through His word. We have fellowship with one another. Why do we honor our gathering? That's the word of God. Through His word. Are you with me? Through God's word. That's God's word. We have fellowship. 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 Hallelujah. You honor God's word. Why do we honor it? It has been written. It has been written. That's how we do it. It has been written. It has been written. Amen, amen. Yep. Okay. Is this past 12, right? Past what? Okay. Fellowship with the Spirit of the Lord. It's okay. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, light and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, in the land unto my path. Thy word, oh Lord, thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and the light unto. So you know, when you cage your mind all through with the word, just with the word, with the word, with the word, anger becomes difficult, and unforgiveness becomes difficult, malice becomes difficult, everything becomes so difficult, because you have caged your mind, you have caged everything, it becomes difficult. It becomes difficult. Have that caution. Remember, when is the best time for you to study your scripture? Firstly, as you are waking up. Remember? Who remembered why? We discussed this a while ago. Who remembered why? That's the function of who? Is it God or man? Man. Because that's the function of your body, right? That's when your body is relaxed. Just woke up. That means I should not wake up and the first thing I'm trying to do is to Shut up. Sales updates, everything. No, that's bad. It's bad. Don't use the best of your time for what will not count at the end. The best of your time is dialing the money, okay? Don't use the best for what will not count. Are that early in the morning? No, what should you do? Study, pray. Just pray in tongues for some minutes. Pray in tongues. Sin is what God has not said, brethren. Or not doing what God has said. Amen. Amen. Okay, I'll give you 20 minutes. 20 minutes. Just. Rabbi, leave. Try and sleep. Try and sleep small.